Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Here we go.
KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
I drive to work with them.
I love Chet and Michaela.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Okay. Let's go then.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go then, if we have to. Tuesday, February 25th, 2025. This is the day Adrian loves his day. 2-25-25.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michaela, what does it mean?
Huh?
It has to mean something, right?
Some numerology?
Yeah. Well, they always just say that, like, numbers like that, like 2-2-22 or 2-22-22, they're good, like, angel numbers. And so 2-25-25, I feel like it has to be magical. I didn't look it up this morning, but I will when we go on break.
Well, the tease to start the show.
Thank you.
If by magical, you mean bullsh.
Stop it. You believe in Mercury retrograde now. You and Amy look it up sometimes.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
No, and I, in and like 222-333-444.
Uh-huh.
You get the idea.
Yeah.
Shall I continue? 555.
No. Please do.
You're like, I think, I don't know. You know what I do believe? Honest to God, you know what I believe?
Hmm.
If you think it matters and it means something good's going to happen in your life, then I believe that with my whole heart.
Yeah, dude.
I really do. I believe it with my whole heart. If you think you're getting mojoed because of something like that, oh no, it's 2-25-25. Ah! Don't do that.
Yeah, just be positive.
Don't do that.
I know. You know what I think it does? It gives people hope. They're like, oh, my angels are with me. 2-2-2.
Grandma's
like,
cool. Watching over me.
Yes.
Great. Yes, me. She. Yes, she. Yes, you. Sorry. I realized after
you're
I said
totally right.
I said it random. Right?
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, well, I'm borderline offensive right now.
No, it's not. I may have to,
you know, after we play Shaboozy here in a second, I might have to take you a couple seconds to go. Michaela, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
No way,
that's
dude.
Not how I meant that.
So cute.
I could see that I'm all right. We're cool right now. But yeah, sometimes these things happen. Brand new champion on Michaela's Hometown Oof. Throwdown, Brooks Slater, also known as Brooks the Fish, longtime P1 of this show. I think it's time we bring back P1.
Okay.
So P1s are P1s are people who listen to this show on purpose.
Okay.
And so we would just kind of identify them by being a P1. It's an industry term, actually. Okay. If you listen to the show on purpose, you're a P1. If you just kind of stumble across it, if we're one of your buttons and you may or may not listen on purpose, kind of we're in your top 5 or top 7 or whatever it is.
Cool.
Then you might be a P2. If you just stumble on us just totally at random and don't really care at all, you might be a P3.
Okay.
As they call it in the industry. We also extrapolated that out. There's your big word for the day.
Love it.
We extended out a touch. And if you are a P1 from day one, you were a P1 D1.
Oh, yeah. That should be rewarded, dude. That's amazing.
Well, how would you like to do so?
I don't know.
I love that. Because she goes, yeah, that should be rewarded. Then she looks at me.
Well, yeah.
Do something.
Do something about these P1 D1s.
Yeah. She's got her arms crossed.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Means business.
Yeah. All right, Buchanan, get to work. How would you like to reward them?
I don't know, but I think they deserve it. What do you, have you done that in the past? Like, do you give them something for being lovely?
It's tough. It's tough.
Yeah, I could see
that. The company has a bunch of rules and regulations. But I'm saying, you know what I want to do? I want to do quarterly P1 meetups.
Yeah. Cute.
I love
where we just show up, we have a beverage, we catch up with everybody in person, and maybe we could do a prize. Everybody who shows up goes into the drawing for the prize.
Yeah.
We'll hang out for a couple hours, have some laughs, and at the end of it, somebody goes to see Giggly Squad. At, you know what I mean? Whatever it is.
Whatever's going on.
Whatever we got.
I love that idea.
All right. Adrian, write that down.
I will. I'll save it for the promotions meeting later today.
Well... We have bingo night and a potential celebrity softball game we have to talk about too. So hang on. I just gained 4 pounds listening to that.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
And by the way, I meant that in the best possible of ways. Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah.
French toast sticks and chocolate, dip it in chocolate.
Hello.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, please.
Went straight to your booty, baby.
Right? We were just saying to him, when you see the, hey, when you do the videos, will you zoom in or will they see the Chet Buchanan Show logos behind Michaela's head?
Depends. If it's a reel, probably not.
If I can get somebody to buy that as a sponsorship, if I can get the one, the big one that says Chet Buchanan Show, the giant one that looks like the moon behind Michaela's head, a rising moon. In the, over the horizon.
Mm.
Well, if we get a sponsorship, I'll just frame it. I'll just show the banner.
Yes.
It's Michaela's voice in the banner.
My brother,
it.
Let's go.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Did I already hit that button? I feel like I already hit that button.
Yeah, do it again.
Yeah, just to, you know, make it burn in just a little bit.
Fill it up.
Okay, this is weird. Admittedly, it's weird. Okay, I went through the calendar today. Here are what I believe to be all the holidays. I'm just going to say, and we'll talk about it in a minute.
Okay.
New Year's, MLK Day, Valentine's, President's Day, St. Patrick's Day, Easter, Cinco de Mayo, Mother's Day, Memorial Day, Father's Day, Juneteenth, Independence Day, Labor Day, Columbus/Indigenous Peoples Day, Halloween, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. There's a couple of those that I find, are they really holidays? And once we finalize the list, we got to get rid of one.
Okay.
You never get celebrated again, ever in your life. Now, I would advise, I'm going to say this up front. I would advise, leave Juneteenth alone.
Yes.
Leave Columbus/Indigenous Peoples Day alone, you dirty, dirty racist, you. Leave it alone. Don't get yourself in trouble. Don't get doxxed. Don't get outed. Don't whatever it is that happened. Don't get canceled.
Yeah,
still a thing in 2025.
Good warning.
You don't need that kind of smoke today.
No.
It's too early.
Yeah.
It's too early on a Tuesday.
It's too much.
So let's leave those where they are. It's P1 meetup this Sunday at Lee's Family Forum, Vegas Thrill Professional Volleyball, four tickets for you on the line right now at 702-364-9890. Honestly, you should call for free just to participate.
I can never get through.
Oh, you liar. Call us now.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
702-364-9898. Who's doing it, Adrian?
Jason Gertley from Cadence.
Our buddy Jason.
Hi, Jason.
What up, Jay?
What's going on, everybody?
Hey, man. Okay, so New Year's, yes, it's a holiday. MLK Day, yes, it's a holiday. Because you get, yeah, is Valentine's Day a holiday?
No, because you don't get the day off.
Michaela,
it's
is Valentine's
Day you celebrate.
Michaela, is Valentine's Day a holiday?
Not to me.
Adrian.
Yes.
I vote yes as well, just because it's such a thing.
Okay. Yes, it is. Right. To Jason's point, you don't get the day off. So I feel like...
I'm going to leave that there and move forward because I think this is going to come back around.
Yeah.
This is going to come back around in a minute. President's Day, St. Patrick's Day. Is that okay? If Valentine's Day is not a holiday, then is St. Patrick's Day a holiday? You don't get the day off.
Nope.
But a lot of people celebrate. I'm just saying as we go along. Cinco de Mayo. Same story?
It's a holiday.
Is Easter okay? Is Easter a holiday? Jason didn't want to be called a racist by saying Cinco de Mayo. I just
realized, you gave that trigger warning in the last phrase.
I just realized what happened there. I understood what happened there. Easter, you don't get the day off.
Well, it's a Sunday, so yes, you do get the day off. Generally,
you get the day off anyway. I'm just saying. I don't. To be honest with you,
hearing this,
I don't care. I just like the conversation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Is Mother's Day a holiday?
Yeah, Mother's Day, Father's Day, aren't they always on Sundays?
But is it a holiday?
I would say it's a holiday at the day we celebrate.
Nobody gets the day off. So by that logic, Easter's not. Why do you hate Jesus? Why do you hate Jesus?
Admit it.
Mother's Day is not. Why do you hate moms? Father's Day is not. Why do you hate dad? We know why you hate your dad. Okay, Juneteenth. We already agreed we're not talking about that, but it is, and people get the day off now.
Totally.
Independence Day, yes. Labor Day, yes. Columbus / Indigenous Peoples Day. I'm not talking about that either, but a lot of people get the day off.
Yep.
Is Halloween a holiday?
No. I don't think it's a holiday. It's just a day we celebrate, but it's not a holiday.
I got you, and that's very smart. It's a day we celebrate, but it's not a holiday.
Right.
But that's what the holiday is, a day of celebration for most part, or remembrance. Remembrance or to celebrate something.
Okay,
I'm conflicted.
So Veterans Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Veterans Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas. That ends the list.
Yeah.
Okay? Get rid of one.
Okay.
You've got to eliminate one. What do you eliminate? New Year's, MLK Day, Valentine's. Are we keeping Valentine's Day? Shoot, I should have circled these. Valentine's, Easter, St. Patrick's, Cinco, Mother's Day, Father's Day. Halloween. Do we keep those in or get rid of them? Because they are not holidays, they are days we celebrate.
This is easy. We get rid of St. Patrick's Day.
You can't get rid of St. Patrick's
Day. We can get rid of Valentine's Day. We can get rid of that one.
There's no wrong answer. You say get rid of St. Patrick's. Why?
Because we have to go to work. It's not an official day off. And it's just a day that we usually just drink. We do that anyway.
I love St. Patrick's Day.
No, because I feel like there's honoring the Irish in that. I feel like you can't.
Sure. Which one would you want? He chose St. Patrick.
Yeah.
That's okay. He hates the Irish. Doesn't matter.
Fine. Way to go.
Take that up with Adrian. I'm not worried about it. Yeah. All the Irish, call Adrian.
Yeah, not us. We think it's a holiday.
We'll put you straight through. Michaela, which one do you get rid of?
Valentine's Day.
I might get rid of Valentine's Day too.
Yeah. I honestly got my Valentine's Day present yesterday and I gave Lisa hers as well. Like, I never follow the timeline of Valentine's Day. I feel like you got to just always be in love with your partner anyway. It's out. Get out.
Jason, which one do you get rid of?
I will agree with Valentine's Day. I would say Valentine's Day we can get rid of because the day after, everything else is 45% off. So you can really kind of plan it. That's me.
the proper joke here, if I really was going to go through with it, would be my wife gets her Valentine's present twice a week if she's lucky.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chip Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
For the record, the shocked look on Adrian and Michaela's face.
I know, not a word was said.
Jason's laugh in the background, worth it. Oh, and have fun at the Vegas Thrill. P1 Meetup, Sunday at 3,
yeah.
Lee's Family Forum. More tickets all week long. Everybody stay right here.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Let's get after it. It's your good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lee Men and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Okay, this is a bit of a stretch, but I like how it all turns out.
Okay.
Guy in Pennsylvania named Sean Moyer just got a new kidney. It's kind of a 6 degrees of separation thing, but ride with me on this.
Okay.
It's courtesy of his prom date from 35 years ago. Even though this isn't directly connected. Her name's Elena Hershey. She lives in Colorado now. He still lives in Pennsylvania. She went to prom with him after the girl that he was supposed to go with dumped him for somebody else. So she pinch hit for the prom date,
okay.
Right? Great. A mutual friend of theirs said, hey, that guy you went to prom with, he needs a kidney. She's like, oh my God, let me see if I can help. Not a match.
No.
I know, right? So the story should end there, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
However, she signed up for this kidney exchange thing and said, hey, maybe this will work for you as well. And it did. Elena gave her kidney to somebody else.
Yeah.
Sean, who wouldn't have signed up for the kidney exchange were it not for Elena, got a new kidney as well.
Ugh.
Her surgery was last year. His just happened on Thursday, which is why we're hearing about it now.
That's amazing.
So while she did not give hers, what? You get what I'm saying, right? You get what
Everyone's
I'm saying.
Got a kidney.
Everybody got kidneys. Everybody, you get a kidney. And you get a kidney. And everybody, okay, good. You won't get ripped or swole with just 5 minutes of exercise a day, but a new study found that it might help your brain. 35 minutes of exercise a week, 5 minutes a day, can lower dementia risk by 40%.
That's amazing. You know, my mother-in-law's in her 80s, and I got her a little at-home treadmill.
Yeah.
It's nothing. She walks on it 10 minutes a day at like a little 3.0. She says she feels better. It's been about 2 months.
Good for you.
Easy.
I bought my stepmother 3 of those, kind of the little pedal things and whatnot.
She's not using it.
They're sitting in a closet, all of them. Which may be why she's losing her brain. You know what I mean? Because listen, lady, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's all I need from you. 5 minutes. A guy and his 12-year-old son got stranded overnight while they were hiking in Utah this month. Somebody else's abandoned backpack saved them. They were lost, wandering around in the wilderness. They find this backpack sitting on the ground with water, blankets, flares, a small tent inside, the whole deal. Turns out a 15-year-old kid named Levi Dittman left it behind when he got stranded and got rescued from the same area last month. Oh, my backpack. Leave it.
Yeah.
I don't know whether they airlifted him out or whatever the deal was, but the backpack didn't make it out. And thank God for that, because there it is.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? We're just hiking. We're prepared for hiking, not camping.
Of course.
And here's a backpack.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Levi said it's pretty cool knowing that his backpack and the stuff that he put together ended up saving somebody else.
I do love, though, that Levi's backpack did not save him. Still had to be airlifted out.
Somebody else saved him.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's your good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Liebman and Diamond Jewelers, Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Champion Catch Up.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
Now, welcome to Tuesday, the 25th day of February. Did you look up, does 2-25-25, does that have any numerical significance?
No, but I'm going to look right now after I figure out why my headphones are not cooperating.
Please explain what sort of uncooperation
well,
are you
I'm
getting?
Here with you, but I cannot hear anything out of my headphones in this moment.
Where do you have them plugged in?
In the right spot. I swear to God. You guys, yes, I do. Don't even give me those
underneath?
Looks. Yes. Hello.
Why are you using those headphones? Using like, I'll tell you why they don't work. Because they don't work.
I've used these before.
Today?
Yeah, this morning. It's made a decision
well,
to.
Those suck.
What why does 2-25-25 mean? Maybe it means Mercury is going into retrograde.
No, maybe it means you should stop using crappy headphones.
I have two pairs.
Although this is a, it's a weird, okay. So then the question has come up a number of times over the years in this industry. Because we buy our own headphones.
Yeah.
How, outside of teachers, who do you know that buys their own supplies for work?
Musicians, for the most part.
Do they? What do you buy?
All my in-ears, my gowns. The drummers have to get their drumsticks, their suits,
sure.
Their in-ears.
Wow.
Sometimes it doesn't come with a mic pack as well. Their guitars, their strings. None of that's provided.
A lot. No, yeah, that's a lot.
Honestly, there was a theory one time a girlfriend made it, and she was like, "If my dress costs more than the gig, I'm not taking the gig."
Right.
Because it's like that, or whatever it is.
So going back to the headphones. I wouldn't want to use someone else's headphones. I just wouldn't.
Yeah.
I don't want the...
Germies.
Yeah, it's just... Yuck. It is icky. I won't tell you where, but there are venues in town also that they're like, hey, you want to use these in-ears? They're sterilized.
Oy.
Oh, they're not.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, it's all up in your ear.
For the record, I bought a box of four headphones. Are they still in your studio?
Yeah, we have them. They're secured.
In fact, and by the way, like three out of the four are still in the box, right?
Yep.
So quit using those crappy ones. Those things might be the worst headphones on the planet.
I mean, they've been doing me tried and true this whole time. We've just cut out right now.
Can you hear anything now?
Nothing.
You just hear, like, so it's muffled? Like you just hear like you have earmuffs on
no.
And you just hear my voice.
Oh, uh-huh, but I took one ear off so I can hear you perfectly. Now you're just mouthing your mouth to trick me. Okay, give me some sign language. Let's see. No, you didn't.
That's on video.
You just gave me the bird, baby.
Sure did. Sure did. Got a brand new champion. Brand new champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Brooks Slater, Brooks the Fish. Longtime P1, you could call him a P1 D1.
Yeah,
but he's not from day one, but he goes back.
Yeah, he kind of called himself that.
We need a distinction. We need a label.
Yeah,
they don't go back to day one, but they've been around a long
time.
Been around.
Mm.
We'll figure it out. But a P1, and as it went along, people started giving themselves. I'm a P1, D1, LGBTQ. You know what I mean? Like they would just throw different letters on it.
Yeah.
To tell how it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a P1. I'm a P1 SMS. And it was like, what's that? I'm P1 since middle school.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Somebody said that one time.
Listen, yeah. Let them name themselves.
This is what I say to you. But anyway, Brooks Slater, he's been around for a long time. He's our new champ on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Why don't we play right now? at 702-364-9898. Mary J. Blige, Neo, and Mario, the For My Fans Tour. This Friday at T-Mobile Arena, we've got free tickets for you. Caller number 25, all you got to do is beat the fish and become the new champ. Those tickets are yours.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed,
I dance and laugh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, it's Michaela's hometown throwdown. Let's get this in before the phones screw up again. No, I really do believe that they can only take so much. So I'm going to take that as a... I'm going to take that as a compliment that we blew up the phone lines this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Even if we didn't, I'm going to keep saying that.
No, because both Adrian and I, we tried to call the line and it came up
busy.
And it came up busy and the phone was not busy.
Yeah.
So that just means it went, too much. I can't take it. So we do have Brooks the Fish. Brooks the Fish returning. By the way, nice job getting Spring Valley their second win time. As they try.
Yes.
They try to move up the leaderboard. Aliante leading the way with 14 wins. Sunrise Manor.
City of Champions.
They're second with 12. Spring Valley down towards the bottom with 2, but they're tied with downtown Summerlin, Boca Park, Green Valley Ranch, and West Las Vegas. So that's pretty good company.
Yeah.
You know, that's not so bad. Who's our challenger today?
And we have Jessica Rizzo from North Las Vegas.
Finally got a challenger in. North Las Vegas, they've got 3 wins. It's a battle. Yeah, they've got 3 just ahead of Spring Valley. They're tied with the East Side, Santa Fe, and Paradise. You know what we don't have on here? We don't have anybody representing Northtown.
Hey.
Because there's a difference between Northtown and North Las Vegas. Definitely. You know what I mean? Yeah, North Las Vegas is up towards Aliante.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you're like Camino al Norte and those folks.
Yeah.
It's all interesting to me. I love this stuff. First 1 to 3 wins. Make sure you buzz in with your name. By the way, we haven't heard Jessica's voice yet. Jesse, there you go.
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, actually, now that you say that, then I am representing Northtown because I'm on Lake Mead and North Fifth.
Hey.
All right, then.
Let's go.
Northtown. Let me change that. Make sure you buzz in with your name. Don't answer until we call on you. Because like yesterday, it happened to Brooks. Now, he may have gotten in first, but we didn't hear him. But whatever. So
yeah.
we called on the other person. We went back, checked the tape. We didn't hear you. But
Bummer.
I mean, you weren't there. You won anyway, so it didn't matter. But don't answer until we call on you because you may think that you got in first, but you did not. And really, the rest of it will all work itself out. Your quizmaster is the one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
Cadence the Catamount's birthday is this weekend, and she's the mascot for which pro female volleyball team?
Oh.
Thrill. Brooks.
Yeah, Brooks.
the Thrill?
Yeah, or I'm going to change you. You have now just changed from Brooks the Fish to Brooks the Thrill.
Yes.
Which...
sexual.
You know, mine are great.
Mine pretty good. I mean, I wish somebody would call me that. It's pretty great. Champion goes up one zip.
An argument broke out on the hit TV show Boy Meets World podcast with the character best known as Topanga. What is her real name?
Brooks.
Daniel Fishnell.
Close enough for you?
Yeah, it is.
Close enough for me. Adrian hates it. I love you. I love you so much. You hate everything.
Mad.
I don't know how to pronounce your last name, so we'll accept it.
Fair enough. Then how do you know if it's right or not? Danielle Fishel, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, good job, dude. Yeah,
nice work. By the way, what the hell is a catamount? Going back to the other question.
It's like a sexy cat. Honestly, guys, I don't know. What? But this...
sexy cat.
Well, yeah. It's their mascot is like beautiful. Like for being a character, she has a beautiful face. Everyone thinks so too. It's not just me.
Catamount. That's also... I know it's a... I want to say it's Vermont's... I think it's Vermont's mascot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's like a...
Tried to type it into Google and
Catamount
it,
Mountain.
That's not
Catamount Mountain.
You're like a cat tiger.
Catamount mascot? Rawr. Catamount Vermont. Catamount. Yeah, so it is the Vermont Catamount. And then the Catamount. What's her name?
Cadence,
because they're in Henderson.
Sure, right. Uh-huh.
Right, do you think?
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
All right, fine. No further questions. The champion is up 2-0.
This singer, best known for being all about self-love and body positivity, is coming out with a new single that will follow her last singles, Brooks. Truth.
Brooks for the win.
Lizzo?
Is it Lizzo?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, dude.
Game over.
Oh, my God.
Jessica, I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries.
What the hell
y'all
just
got with us?
What just happened
sorry, girl.
There?
Brooks really just nailed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Body positivity gave it away for me.
Yeah.
Body positivity, yeah.
Michaela's good at giving
I would have said it would have been like Selena since she's been coming out with like her new singles with her man and stuff.
Yeah.
About, you know, body positivity and all that good stuff.
One thing about Michaela will give it up. There'll be a clue within the clue.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's... Oh, but, man, Jess, wow.
Please call back.
That was ugly. Yeah, let's try that again sometime.
You should definitely throw in some wrestling questions, too.
Oh.
That would get some people.
I mean,
say less, Jessica. I
mean, you even followed up on The Rock on SmackDown.
You got
Friday,
it, babe.
Michaela's Hometown Throwdown is brought to you by The Unlikely Pod.
Yeah.
The 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. Go check out Adrian Hernandez and The Unlikely Pod on YouTube. Fresh episode right now.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, Adrian's been killing it with all that stuff.
Yes, he has.
Listen, I'll Venmo you
That's
later.
That's right. You know what?
Woo!
Give her a prize. I don't even know what it is. You know what? Give her Chet Buchanan Show shirt.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
You got to do something. Give her that hat on your head. Where'd you get that hat? Was that hat free?
It was given.
Yeah. What does it say?
WWE 2K25.
Yeah, I think you should give her your hat.
Yeah.
Really, you know.
Fair enough.
You really loved your fans.
Mm-hmm.
Really. Offering up my clothes to the world. All right.
Yeah,
if you want me to take off my shirt, just
like,
say that.
Honest to God, he's looking at me like, I really don't want to give up the hat, bro.
He's holding it for your life.
Stop saying it. I love this hat.
It's cozy.
Stop.
Jessica's I'll take it.
I'm not trying to give away this hat.
Look, Adrian, at WrestleMania this year.
Let's go.
You know what? I want to let you two.
Yeah, give them some space, you guys. Chet, we got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Something's happening.
Yeah. Hey, and by the way, Brooks, see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, bro. Yeah.
Ta-ta.
Tell
what
Katie.
What are we playing for today?
Mary J. Blige ticket.
Oh, sweet.
I knew that's what you, honest to God, we were going to play for Big Time Rush. We're going to play for Big Time Rush, and I knew you wanted Mary J. Blige. I knew that in my heart. So I switched them around. We're playing for Mary J. Blige today.
Yes.
Okay, what do you want to play for tomorrow? What did we do yesterday?
Giggly.
Post Malone tickets.
Okay, so do
you want Post Malone?
No, we don't have those. We don't have those right now. Do you want Big Time Rush or Vegas Thrill tomorrow for the P1 meetup?
I'll do the P1 meetup.
Yeah, okay. So we'll do that tomorrow.
Period.
What just happened? What I missed?
I don't know.
I'm putting him on hold. What did I miss?
We don't know. He's laughing. I'm laughing. It's a wild.
We got to go to the commercial.
You know what I say? If we're laughing, we're winning. That's all that matters. Is it inappropriate?
No! I'm giggling because he's giggling.
No, because Brooks is Post Malone. Give me throwing Kendrick too.
Here's the thing. He knows with me that if you say that I might just go, yeah, sure.
Okay.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
By the way, Brooks reaches out post game.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm definitely D1. I've been listening since Mike O'Brien and Julio the Gardener in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
He could have gone
D1.
He could have gone two different directions. Mike's still on the radio in this town on another station. He could have gone the other way. We just lost Julio about a month ago.
Yeah, I know.
I remember, Brooks, I remember going with you on the party bus to Brian Head in 2001 or 2002. Yeah, Brian Head was trying to get more people from Vegas to come up.
Yeah.
So they let us. We used to do party buses.
That's pretty awesome.
To freaking everywhere. This company would never do it because, well, they do it, but they tell you you couldn't bring booze on the bus. And at that point, we'd be like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
No, we'd still do it, but there's like liability and stuff. They freak out.
Yeah, the rules are just so different now.
Uh-huh.
However, that sounds so fun.
Mm. It was great.
Yeah, I bet.
I suck at snowboarding, and it was so much fun.
That's so funny. I love it. I love snowboarding.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just not good at it, and I don't even know why. I should be, but
are
I'm
you good
just
at skiing?
Not. No.
Oh.
No. Any,
okay.
Any of that other stuff? Water skiing? Yes. I messed around on a surfboard, like in a wave pool. Pretty good at it. I've got good balance.
Yeah.
And all that. But yeah. No, Brian Head was fun, though.
Yeah. Sounds so fun.
Yeah. So Brooks goes back that far. Yeah. And then he goes, yeah, here's how far. And then he was showing off his knowledge. Amy Sweet, then Lauren, then Kayla, then McKay.
Let's go.
He's been all the way through.
Wow.
That's not bad. Boy, and that's not bad. Four co-hosts in 25 years. That's not terrible.
Yeah. And those girls were great. It's a good follow-up.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was a good lead-in to mm-hmm. you. All, you know what? All different, all super great in their own way, all
yeah.
different. All completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Although all three, a variation of blonde till we got to you.
Really?
Yeah, I just realized that.
Yeah.
But all different color blonde, too. Well, that's just been a fun little trip down
cool
memory
girls.
Lane. Speaking of going on cruises and trips and whatnot... If you're listening on the Odyssey app, God bless you, and thank you very much.
Yeah, seriously.
If you're not, you may want to consider it. Please to be listening very intently to this.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
The phone system's hanging on by a thread, but I think we can do a 177-second survey. Let's try.
Let's try.
Big Time Rush is coming to town in real life worldwide at PH Live at Planet Hollywood, Saturday, August 30th, courtesy of Live Nation. It's the funniest thing about living in Las Vegas. And Michaela and I were talking about this off the air,
mm-hmm.
about just how we're different here. We know how to treat people. Customer service is a different level here.
Yep.
Although it is funny, we went down on the strip. I'm not going to tell you where. We took my cousins were in town. They came to see the Eagles at the Sphere, and we went down on the strip, do a little walking around, do a little touristy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I got treated kind of like a schmo at first.
Oy,
you
yeah.
know, just kind of like shut up and do what I tell you.
Yeah.
Treatment until they realized I was local.
And
it lightened up just a touch.
Yeah.
Then things got a little better. Now, to be fair, this poor girl was working her butt off.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got her in a situation that's a little confusing.
Yeah, she was overwhelmed.
Yeah, it was a multi-level thing, and if you want a table, you've got to check in on the first floor. And then if you go to another floor and you go, well, I'd like a table now. Well, we thought we were going to the bar. Now we'd like a table. So you go to the hostess stand,
mm-hmm.
and they send you back down to the first floor.
Oh, God.
Which, of course, makes you go, What?
Yeah.
And so she kind of wasn't having it, and I don't blame her. And I just went, oh. And then it's, and she's watching Two Doors.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot.
No, it's a lot. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. No, it was awful. In fact, I went up to her later, and we were, my wife and I were nice. You know, we were just like, okay, well, you know what? Screw it. We'll go to the bar after all.
Yeah.
And it turned out fine. And then we're watching her running back and forth. And I just went over and went, man, this is a hard job.
Yeah, those hosts got it tough. They have to deal with, I feel like they have to deal mostly with the patrons, the customers, everybody.
No, they're
yelled at. Yeah. Oh, it's awful.
They're the front lines of give me what I want, no matter how unreasonable it might be.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Like just. Like literally, and I think she was kind of at that point because it was late afternoon.
Oh,
and
sure.
I think she was kind of like, I just want to do my job mm-hmm. and go home. And again, we did not give her grief, but it was
the time of day.
But you could tell it switched up, you know. And then my wife, because she thought she might know the manager, I just said, hey, so who's your manager today? You know, I said, you're doing great. Well, no. Because I said, you're really doing a great job. My God, having to watch both those doors. What a nightmare. They can't give you one other person to help you? And she's like, I wish you'd tell my manager that. I said, it's funny you should mention that. Who is it? And she goes, oh, it's so-and-so. Do you know him? And I went, no, but my wife might. Everything changed.
Yeah.
You know?
Aww.
But it's just different. We're different in this town.
Yeah, we really are.
Different world.
Yeah. And God bless the hostesses.
177 second survey. It's super random today. I would love to give you a tea. Well, how is your significant other saved in your phone? There's a purpose to the question. Is it weird if you have a perfectly good TV but you never use it? 702, this among other things, at 702-364-9898. Big time rush. Oh, the reason why I brought up how Vegas is weird. Logan, what's his name? Not Logan Thompson. Logan Henderson. Logan Thompson played for the Golden Knights. Logan Henderson from Big Time Rush.
Yeah.
I'm friends with his parents.
Did he live here?
No, his parents do.
Love.
They became friends with friends of mine. So we are friends of friends. But now Dad and I are buddies.
That's so cute.
And my wife is friends with his mom. And it's just bizarre.
So random.
Like, okay, so they're coming into town. Hey, do you want to have Logan on? Well, you know, yeah, great.
Great.
He knows me but doesn't know me. Like, we've seen each other in big groups.
Yeah.
But yeah, but like his parents, they're our best friends, which that doesn't happen. And if you're in any other city, people are like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You mean from Nickelodeon? Oh my God. You know, they lose their minds.
I know. Listen, I feel like LA was that spot for a long time, but everyone's come to Vegas, and Vegas is really like going to be the mecca.
You living in an apartment in West Hollywood is that world. Is that world where like, we're like in any other city, they go, we saw, okay, but here's the other parallel. So I went to Seattle one time, and they're like, Snoop Doggy Dog is in town. He was opening up a dispensary.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
Uh-huh.
And it was literally the number one thing on the weekend news. Snoop Doggy Dog, we have Hollywood royalty in town. It was when his kid was playing at Gorman. I had just seen Snoop Dogg. Remember when we had Vaughn's stores here? I just seen him at Vaughn's. Earlier that week,
yeah.
in the frozen
regular
foods.
Regular Tuesday.
Yeah, just getting vegetables.
Yeah.
I'd seen Snoop Dogg. Hey, that's Snoop Dogg. Ah, cool.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go over there. What do I care?
Yeah.
All right. 702-364-9898. Big Time Rush tickets. And you can qualify for a pair of meet and greet passes.
Cool.
If that's your deal, we can make that happen. 702-364-9898.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
177 second survey. Adrian, who's our today's victim?
We got Melissa Pitton from Gibson Springs.
Hey, what? Where's Gibson Springs? I should know this.
It's near the DMV in Henderson.
Oh, okay. Gibson?
On the map, it says Gibson Springs. But
that sounds nice.
I literally thought I was on Washington and Decatur where Gibson Middle School is, and I was racking my brain right now. I was like, oh, yeah, by the golf course.
Gibson Springs.
Gibson
you can practically
Springs.
Hear the water trickling in the brook. You know what I mean? If there was such a thing. Your 177-second survey starts right now. How is your... Do you have a significant other?
Not at the moment.
When you last did, how were they listed in your phone?
First and last name.
I believe I know, might...
We did not have QC names like that. We just... That's just his name, and it was in there.
Well, that's the thing. Michaela, do you have a cutesy name?
I did. As a joke that me and Lisa made a couple of years ago, it was Zaddy Lisa. And it was that way until I sent a very professional email. And however it got sent and saved, it said in the email, Zaddy Lisa, which was like the cover to her email. So and they responded with, who's Zaddy Lisa? I said, never again. Her name now is Lisa Pittman, and I will never put a cutesy name ever again.
Cutesy name in your phone?
It's just Adrian? Whatever their name is.
Yeah. Oh, we're not naming names today. Excellent. No, mine, I put my wife in. When I met Amy, I put her in as capital A-M-Y. So that there was, that's that Amy.
Oh, cute.
I knew, I'm telling you. I knew about 72 hours in that was it. I was done.
Yeah.
I was done. I was toast. So that was, I think I'm in her phone as first and last name.
Yeah.
I think I'm Chet Buchanan in her
phone.
Listen,
use the government names. You never know when you're going to need to send something.
An emergency.
Yeah, right?
I don't have all these crazy names.
I took this from, did we just lose you?
We did.
Phones blew up.
Oi.
I'm telling you, I think the phones get overwhelmed. Well, we'll get her back. I took this off of somebody else's bit. My wife is truly scrumptious from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I am Lord Scrumptious in hers. We are weird.
Oh, my God.
I am saved as my full formal name on his phone, says Meredith. Literally, first name, middle initial, maiden last name. Still.
That's so funny, though. To Adrian's point, like, if you got into an emergency, they had to use your emergency contact, how would you find it? Like,
search
look
biscuit.
For Scrumptious Bumptious. Calling Scrumptious Bumptious right now. Darling Doodle. Right?
I don't know how that works.
Have you guys heard of ICE?
See, like, look at her just
jump
right.
My mom told me to put I-C-E, I'm sorry, I-C-E, like, in case of emergency, in front of the person's name. I never did that. My mom told me to do that.
It seems like an old school way.
Yeah, that could also be your weed hookup. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? It sounds like a gangster name.
Ice?
Right.
Yeah. Billy Ice
it
or
like
whatever.
Ice,
yeah.
Michaela or whatever.
I'm going to put Lisa under Ice. See how it goes.
I don't know.
Lisa Pittman Ice.
Is that really a thing?
I don't know, but I feel like any clarity for anybody, if they ever had to go through my phone, I'll take it.
We need a first responder to call us.
Yes.
Can we do this one really quick? We spent the whole time on that one. I got a buddy who, even though he has a TV, watches everything on his phone. Everything. The Super Bowl. Watched it on his phone. His kids watch the TV. His wife watches the TV. He watches everything on his phone, and he likes it that way. Is that weird? Because I think it's weird.
Yeah, I do.
Melissa, weird?
I think it's weird.
Adrian, weird?
Weird.
That's a lot. I'm not opposed to watching stuff on my phone.
No, but like the Super Bowl, you want to feel like you're there.
Yeah. And it's almost a little like you're shutting yourself off from society. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
However, a lot of people don't even watch TV anymore. They literally just scroll the TikTok reels and that's like their TV now. So right. It's kind of weird.
No way.
All around.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about because Amy and I can talk about, my wife and I can talk about that we're watching TV together. Oh, let's watch a show together. Meanwhile,
doom scrolling.
We're doom scrolling. The whole
in the morning,
the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This
This is 98.5 KLUC.
All right, Melissa's going to Big Time Rush, courtesy of Live Nation. She might win the meet and greet passes. Coming up in moments, relationship rehab. Club Giggly coming to town. Oh, shoot, who's the other girl? Hannah Burner and?
And Paige DeSorbo.
Paige DeSorbo.
Who's so cute and funny, by the
right.
way.
Right, and I'm a Hannah Burner guy.
Yeah.
So that.
But you would like Paige.
Yeah, yeah. No, I do.
Or you do. Oh, okay.
And
good.
She's one that I recognize, that I know.
Of course.
I just can't ever remember her name.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's so stupid. Anyway, and at first I was like, Giggly Squad live, Club Giggly.
I know.
What's this crap? Oh, podcast hosts.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, they're stand-up comedians in their own right.
Yeah.
They'll be at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan, not this Saturday, but next. Free tickets for you, relationship rehab coming up. I don't want to talk during the movie. But is there really anything you can do about it? I'm telling you, I think you're stuck. And the old, you just got to talk to them. They've kind of already taken that out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
I have a similar thing where a lot of times I just got to grit my teeth and deal with it. We'll get into it next. Relationship rehab coming up.
Love the way you do get me started. KLUC-FM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
In the mornings, in the car.
Love it. On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
All right, Dan, shall we do relationship rehab?
Let's go.
This speaks to me deeply. I wish I didn't feel this way. I really do. When Michaela knows, I'll read this first, then I'll tell my part of the story.
Okay.
I just... Marcus in North Las Vegas... My girlfriend keeps asking questions during movies. We'll put something on and immediately she'll start asking questions about the movie that I don't know. For example, we never saw John Wick before, right?
Mm-hmm.
We put it on and here come the questions. Why did he shoot him? Who's that guy? How much was the budget for this movie? She knows I've never seen the movie either. So why is she asking me questions I don't have answers for? I want to tell her she's annoying me, but I don't want to hurt her feelings. Hold up here. She can be very sensitive at times, so I don't want to trigger her. Let's get calls first.
Okay.
I know we all feel strongly.
Uh-huh.
She can be very sensitive at times. Now, this is the important part. I don't want to hurt her feelings. I want to tell her, but I don't want to hurt her feelings.
Right.
She can be very sensitive at times, so I don't want to trigger her. How would you handle this without hurting her feelings? If your answer is, you just got to talk to her. I'm holding the paper up so you can all see it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm holding the email up so you can all see it on the radio. Is that not already off the table?
Yeah.
Kinda?
Kind of.
So here's my question. Here's my question. Then let me... Maybe make more avenues. Can we stipulate that you're probably going to have to hurt her feelings? So what are your choices? Let's do this. What are your choices? Hurt her feelings.
Right.
Suck it up.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Aren't those the only two?
The only two. That's it. You're either going to hurt her feelings or you have to suck it up.
Break the eggs to make the omelet.
Yeah. Be warned of a potential breakup, worst case, if you hurt her feelings so bad.
Or just leave the movie playing, run out of the house, get into your car, don't come back.
Exactly.
I don't care if it's your house.
Leave.
Just leave all of your stuff. Just
that's
go.
So funny. Once me and Lisa got into a fight.
Get your ferret later.
Yeah. I kicked Lisa out of her house one time in the beginning when we
out
first started dating.
House?
I was like, get out. She was like, no, I live here. I was like, you're right. That I understood.
Get out!
Get out!
Wait a
minute. That's my house. I was like, yeah.
Solid point.
Great.
Well, I'm staying.
Well, I'm not leaving either.
I'm not leaving either. I'm not asking you to. Well, somebody should.
Uh-huh.
All right, what do we do about this? 702-364-9898. Paige.
DeSorbo.
And Hannah Berner. Giggly Squad Live, Club Giggly, Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Would you like to go for free? Be caller number 25 right now at 702-364-9898. And we'll try to work our way through relationship rehab. You can send me a bill for the therapy later.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Relationship rehab. Marcus in North Vegas. Girlfriend keeps asking questions during the movies. He'd really like for her to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
He'd like her to stop.
Yeah.
It's only going to lead to a fight.
Just
we really
watch it, babe.
So far, this is what we've come up with. You either just go ahead and hurt her feelings, hope you come out of it unscathed.
Yep.
You know, minimal damage.
Mm-hmm.
Or
suck it up.
Or suck it up. Adrian, where are we starting?
We'll start with Tiffany.
Tiffany is way down here. Tiffany, that one. Hi, Tiff.
Hi, Tiff.
Okay, so what do we do?
I say tell her.
And just,
I mean,
hope.
Don't be mean about it, but tell her and say, hey, I don't know either.
Yeah. Your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah, I.
Exactly.
I hate this. This gives me the ookies.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun at Club Giggly. Giggly Squad Live. Yeah. Club Giggly.
Woo-hoo!
Chelsea at the Cosmo. You. Saturday the 8th. Pair of tickets for you. Hang on one second. Yeah, I don't know. Hurt her feelings by telling her how you feel, or suck it up, or is there a third option? T cares.
Yeah, no, she's got to zip it, my man. Take a quick break, put the summary back on Netflix and say, hey, read that real quick.
Baby girl, on, read this right quick. Yeah.
I don't hate it. You can't be ruining my movie time. I put it on so I don't need to hear you, you know?
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
So, what a different direction.
How long have you been single?
No, man, I've been married 25 years. It works.
Oh, she don't want to hear you either. I got you.
Oh, I guarantee you.
I guarantee it.
It's mutual.
Nah, you're a good man. That's awesome. Have a great day. Thank you. Elizabeth, do you just rip the Band-Aid off and say something and potentially screw everything up? Or do you just suck it up? Or is there a third option?
I say tell him. I tell her. But you can be nice about it. So I give my, you can do like I do with my kids. And I tell them, save all your questions until after the end of the movie. And then ask me away. So let's watch it together. And then ask me all your questions.
It's like you're doing it like you're the president and you're doing a press conference.
Yeah.
Yeah, like one of them people that stands up, well, I'll take questions at the end.
I mean, it's annoying. I want to watch my movies. So if you got questions, let's answer them at the end. We can Google what we need to.
Period.
Please.
But I want to watch my movie.
Please text in your questions.
Yeah.
We'll answer them.
Write them down.
Good
advice. Great.
All right. Oh, no, very good. Deanna, you say you got to suck it up.
I mean, just suck it up. I mean, end up together.
Well, I wish we could have heard what she said.
I know.
But, Corey, you've got a different solution.
Yeah, this guy doesn't want to talk about it. He needs a tactical approach here. He needs to do something other than reaching out to her. So I think what he ought to do is just every time she has a question, pause the movie. And answer and talk about the question and answer it and maybe rewind it a couple seconds. And if you do that, I've had to do this before. if you do this enough, she'll start catching on that, like, oh, this sucks trying to watch a movie. And every time I ask a question, I got to pause the movie and rewind it 10 seconds.
Or you're rewarding.
It could backfire horribly.
Yeah, I was going to say, or you're rewarding the behavior. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like you're making.
Yeah, it's hit or miss, but I mean, he's got limited options here. He doesn't want to talk about it. He doesn't want to potentially hurt her feelings, so he's got to give this a try once. It's worked for me before.
Thank you, buddy. Have a good day. I really have a hard time with people singing along. with the radio or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
One time, I'm on a date. It's like a first date, but we knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
She reaches over, driving. She reaches over, cranks up the song, starts singing at the top of her voice. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, I tried to be cool. Couldn't handle it. I literally can't.
It like genuinely gets.
I can't. And I want to. I wish I wasn't this way.
Yeah.
I really do. I wish I. And sometimes I just, make your way through it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, please don't do that. I turned it down. Please don't. Can you not? You know, something along those lines. She goes, pull over. Let me out.
Uh-oh.
I said, no. That's a bad idea. No, pull this car over. I'm getting out. So I did. Because it was becoming now what do you do? Now what do you do?
Yeah, you got to let her out.
You're an adult. Okay, if you really want to get out,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I asked like 5 times. She said she did. Got out.
You hurt her feelings.
Had the boy.
Got out. Just the other day, somebody was in here watching us do the show. Starts singing along while we, you know, with what's going on in the background. I know that's a temporary situation. I let it happen. Wanted to kill her. Wanted to murder her. Bare hands, slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Watch her die.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm kidding. But that's how I felt.
No, let it out.
Yeah, it's a safe space.
For a reason.
We're not judging you.
You are, but... Well, here's the thing. But Michaela did the same thing when she first came in.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't even realize she did it. But knowing that we were going to have to spend a lot of time together, I just said, hey, you just need to know. It makes me crazy.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I'm not telling you not to. You just need to know that if you do that, it makes me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've kind of, you know, now, honestly, now when she does, if she does it, if she sings along, it'll just happen.
Yeah.
Somebody will know.
Vibing.
I know there's no harm, no foul. I know. And I know that she knows. And we actually have a pretty good laugh about it.
Yeah. It's not a big deal. I think that I would be honest. I hate when people talk during the movie. And I don't know the answers either, babe. I haven't seen it. However, Lisa has the guy who just called, his perspective. She's like, I don't understand why I can't talk to you. We can just stop it and rewind it and watch it again. Nothing is going to happen. It's going to be okay. And I'm like, no, Lisa, don't talk to me.
That's the worst.
I'd rather leave the room and go shove my head in the toilet.
Yeah, but honestly, there's people with that perspective. Not mine at all.
Although, it's not that often. You know what I do? Honestly, and I would teach her this. I would go, hey, look, there's this really cool app. It's called IMDb. You can find out anything you want to know about any movie.
Yeah.
I will often regale my wife has come to rather enjoy this. I will IMDb the movie. For example, John Wick. Okay? It might take me a half a second. But I IMDb John Wick, and then I go to trivia because I'm that nerd. I go to trivia on John Wick. And I say, as we're going along, I don't give away spoilers or any of that stupid stuff. According to Keanu Reeves, did you know he did 90% of his own stunts in that movie?
Oh, wow.
While the movie's going on?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the worst.
Yeah, yeah. No, and I understand that as well.
But see, those are reasonable questions.
This is a me and her. We don't do it when we're in the theater.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the theater, shut up. But in the comfort and safety of our own home.
Yeah. But those are the questions that make sense. I will say my mother-in-law will ask questions that do not have anything. Like if a character, a male character, is making out with another actress, she'll be like, do you think his wife was mad? And I'm like, what?
I don't know. Yeah. Right.
Well, is he married?
Right.
I don't know. I'd be mad. I'm like, what?
My grandmother used to come into the room for sporting events. My grandmother would come in and go, where are they playing?
Yeah.
That is the least important.
I know.
Not who is it, not who's winning.
I know.
Not how much time is left, Not any of that.
No.
Where are they playing? Was her big thing? Make me crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, but I say hurt her feelings. Do it nicely, but let her know.
You got to take the risk.
Yeah.
Only because. And I understand this because, again, I really wish it didn't bother me the way it does. I wish I could control it. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you have to be nice and you have to make sure she knows it's a you thing, not a her thing.
Totally.
That she can help you with that.
Yep.
Please know, I'm interested that you're interested, but man, you're making me nuts.
Yeah. Sorry, baby. Stop asking me questions.
Because it might be a deal breaker, or it might be 30 years later and you might go, God, I love her in every single way, but I want to murder her every time. Every single time. Uh-huh. Always watch a movie and what the... Do you think he's Sicilian? He's awfully angry. Like, just stop it.
Unnecessary.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Stories like this give our town such a bad name. I hate this so much. The FBI is looking into more possible victims of Aurora Phelps.
I saw this headline and don't know what's going on.
Well, let me tell you. By the way, parents, more questions than answers coming. Know what I'm saying? You're welcome. Sorry. Hate to see you go. Just kick the kids out. They can walk from here.
Yeah.
Seriously, they'll make it.
I did it all the time.
Right?
Yeah, I was
fine. How did we ever survive?
I don't know.
Oh, because there weren't people like Aurora Phelps walking around. Aurora Phelps, a woman indicted in Nevada. They are saying she is a Las Vegas woman. So, and here's the thing. I want to know, is she from here, or did she just end up here and she's been here like 2 years?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, this has been going on. The court documents were filed in October of 2023.
Oh, wow.
So now they're trying to piece it all together. She apparently lured several men on dating apps to Mexico, drugged them, and stole their financial information.
Oh, God, Aurora.
Aurora Phelps, also known as Aurora Flores, Aurora Velasco, and Aurora Alvarez, linked to at least two deaths and one disappearance.
Jeez.
She snags old guys online. And then basically gets them online. Investigators posted several photos of Phelps, including a screenshot from Tinder showing her with long brown hair. And I'm looking for friends, no fake people. She don't look like no Alvarez to me.
She sounds like the Black Widow.
And she says her name is Sissy. S-I-S-Y. Yeah, I see what's going on here. I have a guy that's... I've done business with since I was 18 years old.
Yeah.
And he's old. He's older. He's say in his 70s. And now he goes to Thailand, goes to the Philippines, goes to Vietnam. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's ooky.
Yeah.
It's ooky what he does, but God bless him.
Yeah. It's his thing. Life.
He's single. Yeah. You know what? No judgment.
Made his money.
Well, it's some judgment, but whatever. She was taken into custody in September of 2023 in Mexico. They've just unsealed the documents. This is wild.
What?
Sorry, I'm reading through this thing. In 2021, she met this one dude, tried to get him to go with her to Mexico. She met him at his house. They ordered lunch for delivery. And then she snuck him a Mickey. Caused him to consume a prescription drug without his knowledge and or consent. She then allegedly left him mostly unconscious for the next 5 or so days, stealing his iPhone, his iPad, his driver's license, and his bank cards, using the information to sell $3.3 million worth of Apple stock on E-Trade.
Aurora.
But she wasn't able to get the money out of his account.
Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh.
Man, she's not even that hot.
Yeah, that's the funny little devil.
She's not even that hot. And these guys, these old guys are just, man.
Yeah, but you know, I will tell you, I saw another story similar to this. And sometimes the girls who need to be so attractive. Yeah, I feel like men don't ever assume this is going to happen.
Just willing. I want to stay with this story. This guy, she met another guy online. Then they met in person at a restaurant. Same deal. She slipped something in his drink that caused him to become lethargic and confused. She gained access to his financial accounts using his American Express card, convinced him to fly with her to Mexico City, and used his Wells Fargo card to rent a hotel room. Then she came back to the U.S. Homeboy died in the hotel.
Oh, God.
Who is this woman? So then she transferred $7,000 from his Capital One account to buy a motorcycle, made two other wire transfers of approximately $1,500 and $2,300 into her own account, and it gets better, and her husband's. She's
married.
What?
Is he in on the game?
This. Yeah. Somehow.
Ooh.
But she, okay, here's my real question. So then these guys, like, they're not even getting anything out of it.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she gets them too fast.
She gets them too fast.
Oh, God.
What the?
I'm telling you, it's blowing my mind simply because you don't usually hear these stories about women. So when you do, you're like, what were you doing over there?
Women and old guys.
Yeah, but women, the drugging as well. Maybe taking advantage, but the drugging, the getting him to Mexico. This is elaborate. She was doing a lot.
A hell of a Netflix movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and it's literally like, how can I take a Friday night on the strip and expand the business?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? How can I get this? It's like she was watching Shark Tank one night.
Mm-hmm.
After turning a trick or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know if that was her deal. But I mean, but yeah, it's like, how can I do this bigger?
Yeah. She made it a business.
Good Lord. Well, we will track this story and report back. No, we probably won't. But I'm just...
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Off and running on a Tuesday, the 25th of February. This weekend, Saturday is March. It's awesome.
No.
It's just awesome. She's Michaela. He's Adrian Hernandez. I'm Chet Buchanan, and I love this. Earlier this month, thieves steal a guy's backpack. They're in France, by the way.
Okay.
Guy had his wallet inside the backpack, which, what are you doing?
Yeah, come on, buddy.
What are you doing?
Amateur.
They decided to go straight to a corner store. They used his credit card to buy some cigarettes and some scratchers.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know where this is going. Mm-hmm. This is where this gets really interesting. The thieves won a huge jackpot on one of the scratch-off tickets. Now I was like, I don't know how anybody knows this, but I'm about to tell you. It was over $500,000 in our money.
Oh my God.
Okay, so it's big.
Yeah.
The cashier said they started boasting about it. You're like, yeah, we won. They were so excited, they left without their smokes.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has come forward with the winning ticket yet, which makes sense because now they've gone, oh, stolen credit card. Then they went to the store.
Oh, my God.
And then the cashier goes, yeah, I bet I know who it was. It was those guys who won the $500,000.
Uh-huh. Oh, God, what are the chances?
So they can't go get the money.
Of course.
Because they'll be turning themselves in.
Karma works so quickly.
So this is where it's weird. The owner of the backpack goes to the press, says, I'll make you a deal. You split the winnings with me. Give me my stuff back. I won't press charges.
Yeah, good.
You give me half. You keep half, so you still win. I win because I get my stuff back. You don't go to jail. Everybody wins.
Yeah.
He goes, without me, they wouldn't have won. Without them, I would have not bought this ticket. I want to offer them to share the winnings. In France, they only have 30 days from the date of, but here we have a year.
Yeah.
Right? In France, they only have 30 days to claim their winnings. He's working with the lawyers, with a lawyer who's also in the news with this guy, telling them, you're not risking anything. Technically, it's unclear if they'd be able to take their share, but why can't you just do whatever you want with the money if you win?
Yeah, dude.
Like, they give him his stuff.
Yep.
They've got to trust him, but you're thieves, so trust whatever. Now, there's a third element that the government may just step in and go, this ticket is void.
Oh, you know they will. They'll ruin all the fun.
I don't know. Uh-huh. I kind of hope they don't.
I hope so too. I hope these people become friends.
Yeah.
What a story.
I mean, it's like, should you steal? No. Do I think these people are the lowest of the low? No.
I know, dude.
No, I don't think they should get the money. No.
How'd you tell that story, though? Like, how'd you guys meet? Well, they robbed me, and then we won the lottery together. So,
I don't think they're spending the holidays together. I know you like that idea. I don't see it.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Kayla Gordon, of course, you've been on a cruise. You're performing on a cruise.
Yeah.
At the end of this month.
Yes, I am.
So you've been on boats. You know how it goes. You get up, you get back off the boat. Even on a cruise ship, you get back off the boat, you get on dry land, and you're like, whoa.
Good old sea legs.
Even after Toy Drive, where I spent 12 days, and it's not the same as solid ground.
Yeah.
So there's an hour or two, you kind of get your bearings again. This guy, Mario Salcido, has spent the last 25 years, he's gone on over 1,000 voyages with the good folks at Royal Caribbean Cruises.
Cool.
So he practically lives at sea, right?
Yeah.
Mario can no longer walk regular on land.
How does he walk?
He's all over the place. He says, I'm swaying so much, I can't walk in a straight line. I'm so used to being on ships that it feels more comfortable to me than being on land.
That's so funny. I'll tell you, when I did sing, the first time I ever sang on a cruise, I was on stage and I was not able to like properly perform because I was not used to like the rocking of the ship. And it was rough. I even got a little sick. My feet just could not get used to it, especially like on stage.
Do you use those little patches behind your ear?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know what those do. I don't understand how that works.
I just know it does. I know that I started getting a little seasick as well as I'm getting older. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So it does help.
Huh. Mm-hmm. That's funny. I just can't imagine having it be, you know, where the guy can't even, they think he's drunk.
Traveled so much in the water.
Yeah. Can you imagine trying to explain that to the cop?
Yeah.
Get over here, sir. Get over here, hammered.
Yeah.
You know, get over here. No, I spend all my lives on boats.
I just can't walk.
Uh-huh. A likely story, sir. Get over here. Put your hands behind your back.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's the more you know. Before we go, there was a team that only lasted for one game in the NFL. The Tonawanda Kardex Lumbermen from Tonawanda, New York. That may be Tonawanda, but, you know, I'm not a New York guy, so I don't really know. They joined the NFL in 1921. They lost 45-0 to the Rochester Jeffersons and said, this probably isn't for us, and disbanded.
Yeah, probably because their name was too hard to pronounce.
I'll tell you what, get me a Tonawanda Kardex Lumberman jersey and I'm your best friend for life.
What?
Just in case you were wondering, the Guinness World Record for the most keys that have been removed from a key ring by a parrot is 22 in 2 minutes. Just in case you ever cared.
Yeah, no, thank you for
like
that.
I'd like to see that.
Yes.
I'd like to see that parrot. I'll bet the parrot's got a bad attitude.
Oh, for sure.
I don't even know why.
Oh, yeah.
I just think they do. Anytime your food has Carmine, C-A-R-M-I-N-E?
Yeah.
Probably. Cochineal extract, C-O-C-H-I-N-E-A-L extract, or natural red 4. So look for a word that looks like it might be pronounced Carmine. This cochineal extract or natural red 4. That means that the color in your food has come from crushed up bugs.
Ew.
Enjoy your lunch today.
Yeah, thanks.
Friends.
Gross.
You're welcome, Erica.
Wow.
And with that, we will leave you now.
Bye.
Everybody have an amazing day. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, C-H-E-T-B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N. Adrian.
Yes, sir. You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Plus, check out the Unlikely Podcast and hit that subscribe button on YouTube.
And what's Michaela Gordon doing on a Tuesday?
Yeah, dude. Well, I'm going to therapy. Hallelujah. Might double down this week. Woo. And then I'll be at Delilah tonight. You can come see me sing.
Right. Sorry, our time is up, Michaela. Listen, do you take cash? I'll just
can
listen,
I get an extra 15 minutes, please?
What do I got to do? Where's the slot where I can throw a 20?
Come on.
Just put an extra 20 in there. Awesome. Everybody, really, have an amazing day. Catch you back here tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.